And emergency triple team traffic. Ricky Meese, any improvements?
Not really. If you're northbound on I-15, it is just a sea of brake lights. It started with this accident blocking the right lanes of traffic prior to 7200 South. Now we have a parking lot reaching prior to Bangor Highway. So from Draper to Midvale, a solid wall of delay. State Street now starting to pick up some of the overflow as you're going from Draper, Sandy, up to Murray. Southbound I-15, also unusually heavy delays from downtown to the point of the mountain. Lynn Thomas?
Well, also in West Valley, it's not looking too bad on the West Belt right now. A little bit of slowing on 5600 West, but it's looking quite a bit better now. California down to the 201 freeway is a little bit slow. And as you head over the point of the mountain, I-15 is still in a slow train all the way around past SR-92 to Lehigh's Main Street and into the Pioneer Cross. And down at Pioneer Crossing, you've got a little bit of debris on the Pleasant Grove Boulevard eastbound ramp to southbound I-15 on the exit. Two right lanes are closed there. Dave?
Looks like the accident near 5th South and Bountiful has been cleaned up. That's out of the way, and the delays kind of shifted north a little bit. If you're heading up that way, you're going to pick up the slow traffic coming out of Farmington. Pretty heavy from there past Lagoon and into Kaysville. Seatbelts reduce the risk of injury and death by over 50% when worn correctly, so click it or ticket. Nighttime seatbelt enforcement starts now. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.